What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker.
Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate. You're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started.
Hello, world. This is Nate, host of Life Tips Podcast, and I am here to talk to you about the show and specifically why it is ending. So in the final episodes, you will hear a detailed breakdown of why the show is ending and what's actually going to be happening after the show comes to a close at the beginning of June. For now, the first thing I want to mention as to why the show is ending is because of Anchor. Anchor is the platform that the show used to be on before they rebranded and turned into what is now known as Spotify for Podcasts. And so Spotify for Podcasts took over Anchor's spot. With Spotify for Podcasters taking over Anchor's spot, it provided a nice little home for the show in the interim. However, Spotify for Podcasters is no longer going to be operating as a unit. So, in a few short weeks, months, etc., but actually, you know, in a few short moments, Spotify for Podcasters will be gone in terms of the recording platform. The recording platform is going away completely, 100%, and there will be no more Spotify for Podcasters recording platform. So, as a result of that, everybody needs to move to Anchor. I'm sorry, everybody needs to move over to Riverside in order to keep recording their podcasts and going through Spotify. Riverside has a partnership with Spotify, and Riverside is where people need to go to record in order to stay connected to Spotify for Podcasters. But here's the thing. I tried it. I tried to record with Spotify's partnership with Riverside, and I tried to use Riverside to record and go through the proper channels and all that. I tried it, but it did not work the way that I wanted it to work, and it just sounded really, really bad. So what I decided to do was end Life Tips Podcast in June, right when the podcast platform itself was kicking the door down on its recording platform. So that was the best thing for me to do in light of everything with all the platform changes. And I do not regret this choice. I am not interested in keeping a podcast and struggling to record episodes. And there doesn't seem to be another platform to move the show over to where I can continue the show and have it be profitable in the sense that, you know, I'm enjoying it and people are thoroughly invested in what I am talking about. And there is a second reason that I feel comfortable mentioning right now as to why the show is ending so soon. The second reason Life Tips Podcast is ending has a lot to do with motivational speaking. The original goal for Life Tips Podcast from a motivational speaking standpoint was that it would replace being in the open mics scene, the open mic world, etc., etc. The open mic world is gone, and the doors have opened up for me to actually be a motivational speaker in person through my church. And so with that being the case, it makes sense to speak at my church and just do that and work my way up to become a actual paid motivational speaker that way. And so it did not make sense to continue the podcast when I had this opportunity open up, which is why the podcast existed in the first place. The podcast existed not just to take away the need for the open mic scene, but to pave the way for me to be able to get speaking engagements. There is also a potential third realm of speaking where I could maybe join forces with my local high school that I work at and speak there. So with all these opportunities around where I will be getting paid for them, it is best to shut the show down so I can focus more on that and not have my time be divided in multiple places between a podcast and paid speaking engagements. So, although I do not want to end the show, it is necessary to end the show for the sake of the future. So in the closing episodes, I will be talking about the show, how it has impacted me, and what I have enjoyed the most about it, and what will be coming from me in the future.